Parashat Beshalach, we read about the outburst of excitement and song that the Jewish people sang when they saw the Yam Suf split and their enemies, the Egyptians, drown. That's the song that we say every day in our prayers, Vayosha Hashem, and then As Yashir Moshe, and then the Torah even tells us that the ladies broke out into song, Miriam and Neviah, and the ladies. And one of the Pesukim, we say, Vayar Yisrael etayad gedola asher asa Hashem b'Misrayim. It says, at that point, the Jewish people saw the great hand of God. Rashi says, et gebura gedola, the great strength, she'asta yad shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he saw them decimate the Egyptian army, that's a manifestation of God's great strength, yad gedola. But our rabbis tell us that there might be another hint in Yad HaGedolah, what B'nai Yisrael were referring to. If we go all the way back to the beginning of the redemption, the beginning of the redemption began with the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, some 80 years before this episode. Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he was born at a time where there was a decree that all the Jewish boys must be thrown into the Nile. His mother placed him in a basket and put him in the Nile River, hoping for the best. Hachamim tell us that precisely at that moment, Batya, the daughter of Paro, went down to bathe in the Nile and saw the basket. The basket was out of her reach, but it says that she made an effort nonetheless to try to recover the basket as she stretched a hand out to try to at least grasp onto it to save it. The Gemara says that a miracle took place and her hand extended a few feet, or even more than that, until she was able to retrieve it. That was a miracle that Borei Olam performed in order to save Moshe Rabbeinu, to ultimately save Klal Yisrael. When the Jewish people were leaving Mitzrayim, it's possible that they did not only thank God for the present miracles that they were witnessing, but it was probably a time of reflection, and they were probably giving gratitude for all the miracles that took place from the beginning of their exile till this point to get them to the point of redemption. And maybe that's what it means when the Pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael et hayad gedola. They saw the great hand. This could be referring to the great hand of Batya. They saw the Yad HaGedolah, the extended hand that God gave Batya in order to retrieve the ultimate Redeemer, Moshe Rabbeinu, and they also gave God Hakarat HaTov. The lesson we can learn from this is that at different points in our lives, when we stand back and reflect about the good that God has given us, that's a time also not only to reflect on the present gifts that God is giving us, but it's also a time to reflect on all the gifts that God gives to us in the past as well. One should say, thank you, Borei Olam, for the present beracha, but also look back and thank God from time to time for all the other things that God did in order to bring him to the point where he is. Vayar Yisrael, he had the Gedolah. The Jews were thanking God for an event that took place 80 years before. The extended hand, the great hand of Batya that saved Moshe Rabbeinu.